Hello, this is Pastor Corbett. You know, the Word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, "For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, a free gift." You know, we ought to be thankful. And we want to express our thanks unto the Lord. For a practical answer on how you can give thanks to the Lord for your salvation, stay tuned and I'll be right back with your answer.
GC3 Youth Ministry meets every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. in the JDC Multipurpose Building. If you are 13 to 18 years old, come experience the difference in youth ministry.
You know, here are four ways that we can show our love and appreciation for God's salvation. Number one, say it. Tell God, thank you. That's right. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Number two, show it. Show that you are grateful and thankful for what the Lord has done for you. And one way we can do that is through being a blessing to others. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith." So we can show it. Number three, we need to sow. The scripture says in Luke 6 and 38, "Give and it shall be given." We need to just give out of our heart, give out of our substance, and also of our time. And as we give, the Lord says he will give back unto us. And number four, we need to serve. That's right, serve the Lord with gladness and do what you do as unto the Lord, according to Colossians 3 and 17. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him. Show your appreciation for God's precious salvation. Love you and thank God for you. This is Pastor Corbin. Until next time, remember, show your appreciation for God's precious salvation.